Hello. Yan. Hi. Welcome po dito sa ating Masayang Buhay. Masayang Buhay Friday edition na tayo, no? So from Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday naging Wednesday and Friday na. Actually, I was just thinking of doing it. Anyway, sabi ko nga lang sa inyo, babalik ako if I am here and you are there. Well, actually, whether you are there or not, I am here. Okay, so I am here. Yes, yes. So, andito ako sa Masayang Buhay. If you are there, thank you. Magparamdam ka na nandyan ka. At maramdaman ng iba na nandyan ka rin. Yan. At maramdaman ko na nandyan ka. So, thank you. Thank you for being there. Praying for me. Pray with me. And I just want to talk about, again, yung preparasyon natin para sa Pasko. Pero before that, I just want us to give some of our reflection and insight on the occasion of Immaculate Conception. Immaculate Conception is Mary being conceived without sin. Okay? Yon. Bakit nangyari yon? Simply because so that Jesus will be incarnate in a walang bahid na dumi. Na lalagyan, di po ba? Actually, Jesus, Mary become the Ark of the New Covenant. Jesus is the New Covenant. Remember that? Okay? Jesus is the New Covenant. So, Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant. Wow! Wow, what a privilege, ano? What a privilege given to Mama Mary. Pero even then, ito yung pagbasa naman natin ngayon. Yung pagbasa natin, nakakatuwa pong basahin eh. During the time when Gabriel announced to her that hail, full of grace. Alam niyo po ang ibig sabihin kung ano po ang ibig sabihin pag full of grace? Are you filled with grace? I do not want to believe that you are full of grace. Okay? No one is full of grace. Yung ating bahid ng kasalanan, nawala yan. Okay? Nung tayo ay binyagan. But meron tayong concupiscence, ba ang tawag mo doon? Meron tayong inclination to sin and inclination to give in to temptation. Meron po tayong ganon. Si Mary, wala. Mary remain sinless, okay, in her lifetime. Okay? Yes, tayo hindi. Nagkakasala, we struggle with sin. Well, kaya nga napakaganda ng ating ehemplo si Mama Mary. And I believe she also struggled with sin, she also struggled with temptation, but she remained sinless. Wow! Wow! Di po ba? Kaya yun yung nakakatuwa eh. Parang bilhin nyo at the age of 14, ang tanong niya agad ay, how can that be? I had no relations with a man. 14 eh. Di po ba? Paano mangyayari yan? So alam niya na po yung ibig sabihin pag sinabing ikaw ay magiging nanay at tatawagin mo siyang Jesus. Yan, how can that be? I had no relations with a man. So even her virginity, well, hindi po sinasabi, no? Pero this is what we want to believe because ang sa atin po, this, as Catholics, we believe in her perpetual virginity as well. Since she remains sinless, this is what we want to believe, she remained virgin as well. Okay? How did that happen? Okay. Hindi ko kaya ipaliwanag, pero pinaliwanag ng Biblia, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with Him. Okay? So how He's going to do that? I don't know. But meron po akong pananaw eh, hindi ko naman po ma-share sa inyo. Yan, pero pag nakita po tayo, tanungin niyo ako kung paano at ipapaliwanag ko po sa inyo. Pero again, I believe that, and how do I believe that? I believe that. Okay? Hindi ko po ma-explain dito. Yan. Pero tayo na lang. In private ko ipapaliwanag po yan sa inyo. Okay? So, but again, that's what I believe. I believe that Mama Mary was sinless in her lifetime and was perpetually virgin as well. Okay? Kahit nanganak pa siya. Okay? Kahit na nanganak pa siya. So, I just want us to reflect on the word full of grace. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng full of grace? Punong-puno ka ng grasya. Wow, anong ibig sabihin ng napupuno ka ng grasya? Okay? So, bakit tayo? Hindi ba tayo pwede mapuno ng grasya? Pwede, pwede sana. Kaya lang, hindi tayo sinless eh. Kaya yung grasya nawawala. Parang pag nalagyan ng kasalanan, di ba, nawawala. Di ba, we are all container. Parang nilagyan tayo ng grasya. Eh, si Mary, walang kasalanan, kaya umaapaw na grasya. Di ba? Pero tayo, pag nalagyan ng kasalanan, mukhang nababawasan. Di ba? Ganun po yun eh. Yun na yung ating relasyon noon. Yun na yung korelasyon. Iba ba yung paghahalin tulad po natin? Yun po yung ating sinasabi. So, how does it be to be full of grace? Again, I cannot answer. I can only believe that again, nothing is impossible with God. How He does that, it's up to Him. Ako, ang prayer ko, let me be filled with grace. Okay? Kung maging full of grace, napupuno ng grasya, wow, Lord, salamat. Salamat, that would be a great privilege, that would be a great gift from you, okay? And I know that would be difficult for me to keep, that would be difficult for me to maintain. But if it happens, wow, talaga, sobra, grabe, diba? Punong-puno ka ng grasya. Siguro, the question with us is this, how do you keep the grace? Yan! O yan na, di ba? God gives us grace. How do you keep the grace? How? Yan. How do you struggle? How do you fight over temptation? How do you struggle over sin? Yan ba? Pag may kasalanan, how do we do that? Well, I know how to fight by wearing the armor of God. Okay? So, we do have the armor of God. Pero kung if we are full of grace, sana hindi na natin kailangan ng armor of God, ano? Pero hindi, kailangan natin para hindi maapektuhan yung biyaya at grasya ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Pero yon, so we fight temptation, we fight sin, and we struggle against sin, we struggle against temptation, again, through the grace of God. Because everything is grace. Everything is grace. Yes? Yeah. So, again, paano natin mapapanatili? I will be praying with you on that. Let's just ask God for His grace, and let's just ask God for His help, for His support, on how to be the man and the woman that He wants us to be, on how to be a person that God wants us to be, so we may be pleasing to Him, we may be giving Him glory, we may be able to give Him honor and praise in every thought, in every word, especially in every work, in every action that we do. Let it be pleasing to God. Let people see Christ in us. Let people feel Christ in us. Let people experience Christ in us. Let people experience God in us, the love of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, the joy of God, the peace of God. Let people see that in us. Or better yet, experience that in us. Yan. So, pupuntahan natin ngayon yung ating paghahanda para sa Pasko. Yan. Paano naman natin ngayon yan gagawin na maranasan nila yan? Yan. Okay? So, sa ating paghahanda, ano ba yung ating pinaghahanda? Okay? So, nakakalimutan natin na ang tunay na Pasko at ang kahulugan ng Pasko ay, katulad ng sinabi ko sa inyo, di ba? May nagmamahal na Diyos na isinilang sa mundo. Huwag pong nating kalimutan yan. So, kung meron pong yun ang the real essence, the true essence of Christmas, how do we prepare for the real essence of Christmas? Yan, okay, di ba? Hindi yung pagre-regalo, hindi po yung paghahanda ng ganito, hindi po yung Christmas tree, okay? Hindi po yung parol, hindi po yung dekorasyon, hindi po yung paghahanda ng bahay, kundi yung paghahanda ng buhay. Yung paghahanda po ng ating mga puso. Kung yung tahanan po ang ating hinahanda, ang tahanan ng Diyos po ang kailangan nating ihanda. So, how do we do that? How do we do that? Okay, maybe we can go to confession. Yan, confession, so that we may be able to ask God for forgiveness for our sin, for our shortcoming, for our pride, for our self-righteousness, for our self-centeredness, for the negativity, yeah, for pride, et cetera, et cetera. Ayan. Let's come on. Ang linisin nating bahay, yung ating pong buhay. Ang linisin nating bahay, yung pong ating puso. Okay? And then, let's keep it that way. Yun. So, yun ang medyo mahirap, eh, no? I pray that you will be able to share on how to keep that, on how to do that. Kasi, paglabas ng, pag, ganun eh, pag mag-isa ka, madali siguro, di ba? Pero pag mag-isa ka, kala mo, madali lang. Naghahanap na. Di ba? Parang tayo pala yung problema. Tayo pala yung nagkakaroon talaga ng problema. Hindi naman pala yung ibang tao ang problema, kundi tayo mismo. Yan, tayo yung tunay na problema. And we really need the grace of God. We really need the support of God. We really need His angels. We really need His power. And most especially, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in us to be able to do what God wants us to do, to be able to say what God wants us to say, to be able to be what God wants us to be. Yes? Yes. Okay? So, hindi po yan madali. Okay? Mahirap. But again, by the grace of God, we would be able to do that. Huwag lang nating aakuin na tayo yung may gawa. Okay? Huwag lang nating aakuin din na sa mga bagay, sa mga pagsubok. Eh, sasabihin natin, kaya ko yan. Kaya ko yan. Nako, ang dami na pong pumalpak sa ganyan dahil sa kayabangang ganyan. Kaya ko yan. Kaya kong paglabanan yan. Diba? Sa mga singles na lang. Nako, diba? Delikado yan eh. Delikado yung mga ganyan. Don't put yourself in a temptation. Diba? Yung mga ganun klase. Kaya nga sinasabi natin, anyway, that's another topic, that's another issue that we need to talk about. Okay? Pero ngayon, ang ating pong kamalayan is how to become the person that God wants us to become in the season of Advent. In the season of Advent, as we look into Christ on how He become man, born in a manger. Diba? Saan ka naman nakakita na yung hari ng mga hari pinanganak sa sabsaban? He deserves to be birthed in the most prestigious hospital in the world. But He chose to give birth and to be born in the most disrespected place. Na parang may nanganganak ba dyan? Diba? Mayroong pinapanganak dyan pero mga hayop, pero hindi tao. Tapos itong tao na to, na hari ng mga hari, chose to be there. Okay? In the filth, in the dirt, in the disarranged, in the magulo, etc. Okay? And this is what I believe. So, kung aayusin po natin yung ating puso, actually, pwede na palang hindi ayusin. Kaya lang, pag pinanganak na po yung ating Panginoon sa ating mga puso, eh, kailangan na din nating ayusin, di ba? So, anong gusto mong gawin? Ayusin muna para pag sa lubong ng panganganak ni Lord, malinis na yung ating mga puso, o aantay mo muna ipanganak si Lord, tsaka mo aayusin. It's up to you, ha? It's up to you. No right, no wrong, okay? Basta ang sinasabi natin dito ay ang ating paghahanda. Advent is preparation. And in everything, preparation is most important. In everything po yan, sa lahat ng bagay, ang kailangan po ay ang paghahanda. Dahil pag dumating po yung panahon na hindi ka handa, ikaw naman ang mahihirapan. Di po ba? Ikaw ang mahihirapan. Okay? So, tingnan nyo po, paano ba kayo maghanda? Na nandyan na, mas madali ba maghanda? O habang wala pa, pinaghahandaan po natin. Pati nga mga problema, pinaghahandaan natin. Pati nga pamilya, pinaghahandaan natin. Pati nga ang kibukas, pinaghahandaan natin. So, ang pinakamahalaga po sa lahat ay, kung tawagin ay, ang ating paghahanda. Ihanda po natin ang ating puso, ang ating kamalayan, ang ating kalakasan, ang lahat-lahat. Yan. Para sa pagdiriwang ng kanyang pagsilang, ay pwede nating iulitin na, Lord, be born in my heart. Okay, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, and I will live for you alone. We just have to believe that God has the best plan for you. God has the best purpose for you. All you have to do is receive it from Him. And ang prayer ko na you are ready for that and you are ready to enjoy that and you are ready to even share that with others. Okay? As you enjoy that, don't just enjoy it alone. Let others enjoy it. It's better when things are shared, when things are multiplied, when things are being given, di ba? By being given away. Yan, yan sa susunod, yan po yung pag-uusapan natin, ha? Yung ang diwa ng Pasko ay pagbibigayan. So, hindi po pagtatanggap, tanggapan. Pagbibigayan. So, kailangan daw tayong magbigayan. Kahit hindi Pasko, yan, ay magbigayan. Yan po ang diwa. Why? Sino po yung unang nagbigay? It is the Lord who gave His only begotten Son. So that you and me and you and all of us can be able to have abundance of life. To have a life that is enjoyed, a life that is lived to the max, a life that is abundant. Yes? So, yun po yung gusto ng ating Panginoon. Ako, yan po ay yung ating pag-uusapan. Ako, ang hinahanda ko po, hindi ko alam kung alam niyo yung kwento ng 12 Days of Christmas. Alam niyo po ba yung kwento ng 12 Days of Christmas? Kaya kwento ko sa inyo yan sa susunod. At kulang na po yung ating oras eh. Kaya hindi ko na po may kwento sa inyo at medyo overtime na nga po tayo sa ating masayang buhay. So, anyway, my prayer is just, especially on the season of Advent, you will have masayang buhay. Tunay na masayang buhay. Masayang pamilya, masayang pagsasama, masayang Pasko. Yan, masayang buhay. So I pray that you, the Spirit of the Lord will be with you. The grace of God is in you and you would be able to become a channel of His love and a channel of His grace to others. Let it be done to you as what Mary have prayed. Sabi ni Mary, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. And that would be my prayer for you as well. That let it be done to you according to the purpose of God. Let it be done to you according to the will of God. Let it be done to you according to the dream of God for you. And my prayer that God would prepare your heart, your mind, and your spirit for His purpose, for His plan, for His dreams, for His glory, and by His grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you want to share this with others, okay, I will appreciate that again. But again, thank you. And I ask you also to pray for me. Okay, pray for us. God bless you. Ito po ang inyong masayang buhay.